intent, the sight with your light. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
That's to me, MC, Mr. the crowd.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
That's to me, MC, Mr. the crowd.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
Greetings, greetings. Welcome to the Enter the Cypher podcast. You know who it is. It's your homeboy from next door. That brother from another mother. The Bronx Don. Cypher the MC. The Muhammad Ali of MCs. Back with you once again. By God's grace and mercy, we are here together this week here. If you're new to the podcast, definitely thank you for stopping by. I appreciate you stopping by. Bear with me for just a minute or two while we get some preliminaries out the way. You know, we got to get our preliminaries out the way. But if you have been rocking with your boy for as long as you've been rocking with me, thank you so much. Continue to hit the subscribe on the YouTube channel. Continue to download and share the podcast. Hit me up on Twitter, Cypher the MC. Let me know, you know where you're listening from. If you have any suggestions or comments about the show or anything such as that, definitely, we need to give you some shout outs. I want to give shout outs on the show. That's what I'm going to start doing. I got some things lined up to do that as well. But before we get into anything too deep, we got to get our disclaimers out the way. I am not a psychiatrist nor a psychologist. I am not a sex therapist. I'm not a family therapist. I'm not a relationship expert of any kind. I'm not a financial guy or legal counsel person or, you know, anything of the sort. I don't have any masters or doctorates on my wall from Harvard. I am just a regular, just say it with me now, just a regular Joe Schmo. Just a regular guy giving you the benefit of his observations of human nature. Shout out to MJ on this journey of we call life. And I say we because I'm on this journey with you. Alright. Listen, I realize you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. And I appreciate that. Shout out to Jay-Z.
It's the Rock.
So, today's podcast episode, Are You Spiritually Grounded? Now, we don't get too heavy into religion or anything on this podcast, or it's not a political podcast or spiritual podcast, but we have to acknowledge that on this journey that we're on to try to find our place in this world, our purpose in this world, our purpose for whatever we're here for, we have to acknowledge that, guess what, there is a greater power working. There is a power behind the scenes that is always going, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we give thanks to it or not, for whatever reason. It's not something that we can just kind of shy away from or say, you have people out there who don't believe in higher powers. I understand. This episode may not be for you. But are you spiritually grounded? Are you at a point in your life where you realize that there's a lot of things that are outside of your control that you may be trying to control that is not meant for you to control? One of the things that I heard a long time ago that really struck home, that struck a chord with me, and I had to kind of reevaluate the way that I was looking at what I can control and what I couldn't, was that I had to really understand that if I understand what I can't control, then that should let me know or give me a better idea what I could control. If I realize that I can't control everything, if I just kind of say, you know what, if I am looking for a job and I put in my application, I put in my resume, I do all that sort of stuff, pretty much, if I know what I can control, that gives me a better idea of what I can't control, right? So if I put in an application, put in my resume of this job and all that sort of good stuff, right? I'm just waiting. I can get frustrated that they haven't called me yet. I can get all bent out of shape that they haven't called me yet. I can't control whether or not they call me or not. I can't control how quickly they get to my name. You know, my last name is one of the letters near the end of the alphabet, for goodness sakes. If they were going in alphabetical order and rather than when it was submitted, I got some time. They won't get to me for a while. But what am I going to do? Am I going to stress out about something I have no control over? Trust me, I get it. It's easier said than done. It's easier to be frustrated about, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to go here. I want to go there. But I can't do it right now. There's this circumstance and this issue and this barrier and this obstacle and this, chasm that's preventing me from doing whatever. Okay? So you're going to stress about something you have no control over? I just don't see the benefit of that. And I feel that is where a lot of our stress comes from, because we're trying to control every aspect of our life and we're not really fully understanding or grasping the fact that there are certain times, certain things that we have no control over. The weather, we have no control over that. But I'm sure we all have heard someone say, it's raining outside, I feel sad and I don't want to do anything and blah blah blah. But yet, there could be someone who is in the same weather that you're in right now. They're saying, hey, instead of, we can't go outside, let's make an indoor game. Let's do something fun indoors. Let's find something creative to do. They're looking at it from two different vantage points, but they're experiencing the same thing. They're experiencing the same barrier, the same obstacle, the same issue, but yet they're looking at it from two vantage points that are totally different. One is accepting the fact that I have no control over this, but I do have control over how I feel about it and what I can do about it. And then you have someone who's doing the opposite. So how does this play into if we're spiritually grounded? I believe that we have to be balanced. I believe we have to be balanced as human beings. We have to have our mental health balanced. We have to have our physical health balanced. We have to have our financial health balanced. But just as important, if not more so, we need to have our spiritual health balanced as well. That doesn't mean that you have to be reading the Bible or the Quran or any biblical text, every day, every hour on the hour, or whatever. But you have to understand the source. Everything that you have, if you're working, if you're able to get up and function, everything comes from a source. Now, I'm not going to debate as far as, what you call the creator or how you address the creator or anything such as that. But the fact of the matter is this. There is a creator. You were not just, I don't think aliens created us and things of that nature. And that's just me. If you believe in aliens, that is so cool. We should talk. Like, seriously, we should really have a conversation. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to the creation of human beings, I believe that there is a creator, a being that created us. That his will for our lives is to really be happy and overall. But if they were able to create us, if he was able to create us, then that means that there is something greater that he can do that we cannot. We're constantly bumping into other individuals like ourselves. Some good, some not so good. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about? Ladies, that guy, that one guy back in high school, or last week, Guess what? You're constantly moving. You're constantly moving. You're moving linearly, but you're constantly moving to a point where you're going to come against certain issues and things that are going to be outside of your control. There's systems within systems, and there's always something within something that's going on, you know, in a larger framework that we just have no control over. We're always going to have to wait on something to be returned to us. Think about it. If you return something, or you're looking to get a refund, they tell you what, 3 to 5 business days, 7 to 10 business days. Oh, wow, this product is defective. I want to get a refund. Oh, it's going to take 7 to 10 business days. They're telling you right there how long it's going to take for you to get your money back. If you don't see your money after 2 days and you're calling the company saying, why haven't I gotten my refund yet? I returned the item and stuff like that. It's been 2 business days, whatever, whatever, whatever. We say 7 to 10. That's outside of your control, right? So there's no reason to stress on. You have an anticipated time frame. You were given a time frame. Accept it. So why can't we accept it? Why can't we accept a lot of the things? Because we're not spiritually grounded. We don't look at things with an eye of, well, you know what? Let's look at the glass half full. I'm sure that's one cliche phrase that we've always heard is, you know, you look at the glass half empty or glass full or whatever. I'm not one for cliche phrases and stuff like that. You know, when things go wrong, people always say, you know, just pray about it or this, that, and the third or whatever. I mean, hey, it just sounds cliche. I think subconsciously we really don't, we don't like those. We hear it, but we don't like those because it's been said so much. It's been said so much to the point that it doesn't have the same effect. It's like taking medicine that after a while, it doesn't have the same punch as when you first took it. So now you have to find something stronger to take or switch up something along the same lines just to deal with whatever pain you're dealing with. But if you keep using the same medication, it eventually is not going to work the same as when you first started taking it because your body has gotten used to it. Same principle. We hear the same cliche phrases over and over again. Oh, it's going to be all right. Pray about it. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. Okay. And it doesn't make it less true. It doesn't make it any less true. However, it doesn't comfort us the way that we're looking to be comforted when things are not going the way that we want them to go. When they're not going the right way or you know, there's an unexpected turn of events and we're just, you know, oh man, this is it. And we start hearing these cliche phrases. It's like, that's not really what I want to hear right now. I want to hear that it's going to be okay, that this is just a glitch in the matrix, whatever, whatever. That doesn't sound like someone who is spiritually grounded to understand that there has to be an expectation of things not going right in order for you to accept when things don't go right. If you acknowledge that there's always going to be a fork in the road that is going to always take you off course, then guess what? When that fork in the road comes, you expect it. That's not to say that you're expecting bad things to happen, but you are just expecting, you're expecting the unexpected. And I feel that, you know, part of that comes from a being grounded spiritually to the point where you understand your place and your role. You understand that from a perspective of tomorrow may not go the way that I want it to go, but I will continue to face tomorrow nonetheless. I'm not going to complain about tomorrow simply because it doesn't go my way. I don't get the parking space I want. I can't find my keys. I may be late for work. I may spill something on my shirt or my pants. Any number of little things that seem to kind of tick us off and put us over the edge. guess what? It happens. I'm here to tell you it happens. And to be spiritually grounded means basically to kind of look at these things and say, you know what? I can be stressed out about it. I can be like, oh, wow, this is an inconvenience. I don't know what to do. I'm so distraught. I'm so upset. Or, oh, man, that's unfortunate. Oh, well, I guess I'll just watch this when I get home. Now I got to get those files done. You move on. You accept the fact that this issue, this obstacle, this occurrence has happened. You accept it. You look at it and say, you know what? I knew you were going to show up. But I'm going to show you who the better man is. I'm going to show you who the better woman is. I'm going to look at you and say, you know what? You're a problem. You're an issue. But you're not enough to ruin my day. Listen, for those that can see me, have this on YouTube here, I have a shirt that says Carpe Diem. This is one of the most cliche phrases or what have you. I actually grew up watching this on TV. Didn't matter if it was a cartoon, a movie, a TV show, whatever. Carpe Diem. For those that don't know what Carpe Diem it means, loosely translated in Latin, it means seize the day. Yeah, black guy knowing Latin, I know, it's crazy. But the fact of the matter is, if I got the shirt and it said seize the day, it likely wouldn't have the same impact, because it wouldn't make you think. You may still get your attention, but it wouldn't make you think. But if you see someone with a carpe diem, you immediately realize and recognize, carpe diem, seize the day. I like that. It registers subconsciously. And on our subconscious mind, that is where a lot of our spiritualness actually occurs, subconsciously. It doesn't come out forceful, it doesn't come out forceful. It doesn't come out, in every other conversation that we have and things of that nature. It comes out in our subconscious. And we have to acknowledge it, and we have to foster its growth. Again, your mental health has to be balanced. Your spiritual health has to be balanced. Your physical health has to be balanced. Your emotional health, your financial health, all that has to be balanced. And this is how we become the best version of ourselves, because everything will be in balance with each other. And that's what we want. So when I got this shirt, I was like, yeah, carpe diem, cool. I used to make a joke and stuff, being the nerd that I am. I was like, carpe the diem. Come on, man. Are you ready to carpe? I think I might actually put that on the shirt. No one take my idea. I will find you. Are you ready to carpe? Carpe anyone? something silly. Something like that. But I'm like, cool. I like this shirt because it registered with me. Having seen the phrase, having heard the phrase many times in TV, just in media, period. No one speaks Latin today. It's considered a dead language. No one is walking around speaking Latin. Most of the languages are derived from Latin, but no one speaks Latin anymore. But we know from the derivatives of Latin what it means. It means seize the day. And that registered with me because I wanted to, every day I'm going to seize the day. I'm going to make this day as best as possible. That doesn't mean that I have any better days than anyone else. That doesn't mean that my days are always chock full of, chock-a-block full of goodies. Like that guy from the World War Z card game. Play the game, it's a very good game. No, I face the same issues, same obstacles, maybe not the same as you, but generally speaking, I face those times when I don't want to get up in the morning, when I don't want to go to work in the morning, when I don't want to deal with this issue or this person or this place or this thing, But what keeps me going? What keeps you going? Are you doing it just for your kids? Are you doing it just for, you know, for money or financial independence? Are you doing it just for, you know, basically, you know, some sort of self-fulfillment? You know, what are you doing it for? And how are you getting there? By what vehicle are you getting on this journey to trying to be the best version of yourself? To whereas when you wake up in the morning and you go about your day and you are totally fulfilled with what you do, with who you are, with where you are in your life, that's the best version, the absolute best version that we could ever be. When we're giving from the heart, when we're loving from the heart, when we can say, you know what? I can have boundaries and still love you. Have no malice, have no contempt, no hatred. To me, that seems like it would be a best case scenario for a utopian, almost utopian society. If there was if we all just got more spiritually grounded. Hopefully this episode provided some value to you. If so, definitely share it with, you know, someone that you know, that you care about, that may need to hear it. I wanted to do an episode that not only talks about, you know, anything that deals with us being the best version of ourselves. It means being in a healthy state from a physical standpoint, from a financial standpoint, from a spiritual, emotional, mental standpoint. Because like Transformers, human beings, there's more than meets the eye. Alright. But yes, if you found any value, definitely drop a mic on that like button for your boy. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel, hit me up on Twitter, leave me a message, leave me a comment, Cypher to MC. I'll leave the link down in the description below. We need to continue to support each other no matter what. Love on each other no matter what. Be there for each other no matter what. And as always, before you love anyone else, you must first love yourself. And I am out this thing. The Bronx Dawn. Cypher. Seize the day, people. Seize the day.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is... Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...